Two people have been arrested after a spate of drive-by shootings in Auckland, according to the police minister, Portal Williams. Police have laid the blame for the shootings, along with several frightening incidents in the far north, squarely at the feet of two gangs. They say the violence stems from rivalry between the tribesmen and the Killabees. Our reporter Katie Todd has been taking a look at the checkered past of the two gangs and how it reached boiling point.
Gun violence in New Zealand has become brazen and dangerous, and there's a frightening escalation in the number of gang-related shootings in just the past week. There have been 9 drive-by shootings in 2 nights in Auckland. Former prison inmate Greg Newbold, now an emeritus criminology professor at the University of Canterbury, says it's a new low.
This is probably the worst serious incidents of its type that I can remember. I don't ever recall so much shooting going on in such a short period of time.
Greg Newbold says the dispute could be about money, territory or women. What is known as the identities of the two gangs involved, named by the police as the Killabees and the Tribesmen? Once on good terms, the two gangs have more recently become rivals. The Killabees began about 2 decades ago as an offshoot of the Tribesmen, but their relationship crumbled as the Killabees gradually gained power and influence. Sources have told Checkpoint that the issue came to a head because Killabees president Josh Masters wanted to control both gangs. In April 2019, the sergeant-at-arms of the Tribesmen, Augustino Tai, who Mr. Masters had recruited at a young age, decided to strike first before anything could happen.
Killabees president Josh Masters was shot at the Harley-Davidson dealership on Friday. A rival Tribesmen gang member, Augustino Tai, has been charged with attempted murder.
Augustino Tai, he still calls Masters a brother, but won't say why he shot him.
Tai shot Mr. Masters in the spinal cord, turning his former friend of 25 years into a paraplegic. Tai handed himself into police and was sentenced to 7 years in jail. The severed relationship between the two gangs has never recovered. Whatever the exact cause of the latest flare-up, Greg Newbold takes the optimistic view the two gangs will be able to sort it out and eventually come to an arrangement. However, he says firearms seem to be featuring more frequently in gang disputes. He blames the 501 deportees from Australia.
When we've got these guys coming over from Australia with their pretty hardcore attitudes, I think it's affected the overall gang environment in this country. And I'm not sure that the Killabees or the Tribesmen have got many 501s in them, but the general scene has changed definitely as a result of those deportees arriving in New Zealand and setting up shop.
Gang numbers have been growing for years. A government briefing in 2019 noted that gang members had doubled in recent years to almost 7,000. Security expert Chris Kumeroa explains gang membership is still booming.
Last year you saw an increase of 800 new patches, so that's fairly alarming. I guess in light of deprivation, in light of highly deprived communities and the desire to want to fit in, more and more people become unemployed or distressed, is that may be an easy option.
It's not just Auckland where this is happening. Tensions between the Killabees and the Tribesmen have flared in recent weeks in the far north town of Kaikoi too. District Councillor Moko Tsepanya says it's frightening for local residents.
And it's been real tit for tat. Like, we had a massive gang brawl in broad daylight in the middle of our town centre. Following that, then we had gunshots by one of our main schools here in this town. You know, just this week there have been gunshots, in the middle of the night or early hours of the morning.
The police have seized guns, drugs and thousands of dollars in cash and made dozens of arrests in Kaikoi in their efforts to quell gang tensions. But Moko Tsepanya says Kaikoi residents know the police resources only go so far and they won't be able to stop every violent outburst. That's why the 5 local hapu are planning a hikoi through town tomorrow to let gangs know exactly how fed up they are.
There is fear in this community that innocent bystanders are going to get caught up in the middle of this bloody gang brawl for starters. But there's also a sentiment of hoha. This community's over it now. Enough's enough.
As the violence escalates, so too do fears that it's only a matter of time before an innocent bystander gets seriously injured.